Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me as we get closer and closer to our Relay for Life of Ogemaw County, we are going to talk about everything that's going on this Saturday. And joining us to talk more, Pam Hiltz. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Busy.
Yes, I'll bet it is. Yeah, we're getting closer and closer to the big day on Saturday, and we're all this week getting people up to speed on what's going to be happening Saturday at Irons Park in West Branch. I know things get underway at noon, and there are a heck of a lot of things going on. We're going to focus on a few of them today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
What do you got going on out there? So these are different events, things that people may want to come out and be a part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a fun little event. This is probably about our fifth year. We've got the Little Miss Relay Pageant.
No.
And it's always a fun thing for little girls from ages 3 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
We have the crowning ceremony at 4 o'clock. They can register either at with a registration form from the Tanger, the West Branch outlets, or outlets of West Branch.
Right.
Or at the Diebold Insurance Agency there in West Branch.
Oh, all right. Now, they can register for this, and then is it like a little pageant? How does it work?
Yes. Actually, we can start 2 weeks before, but any time before leading up to relay is fine. They can take canisters out and set them around if, you know, ask permission from any stores. But also the little girls can hit up their family members, their neighbors, their parents, friends, everyone they know. And how we determine who will be the Little Miss Relay is not by how cute they are, because they're all gorgeous little girls.
Right.
We go by how much money each one raises.
Oh,
and the one who raises the most would be crowned Little Miss Relay.
I love that. Come on out and vote for your favorite. And now, of course, you're voting for your favorite, but you're also giving back to a worthy cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right back to the American Cancer Society there. So, the Little Miss Relay is taking place at what time Saturday?
Well, we do the crowning at 4,
okay.
But we like them to be there at 3:30 so they can walk the track.
Very good. All right, 3:30 for Little Miss Relay. Don't miss that. And then you got a lip sync going on.
This is new this year, and we're pretty excited about it. At 8 o'clock at Irons Park on stage, anyone who thinks they're a great lip syncer, like myself, I'm not a singer, but I think I can lip sync pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that going on, and they can either bring a CD or whatever, you know, music they have. But we also have, once again, Rich Havlin from Moonlight Productions, who will be doing our DJ this year.
Oh, okay.
And he, of course, has a fantastic selection.
Yeah.
But we do ask that people take a little precaution with the songs they choose, because some songs, you know, they got great beats,
right.
But when you listen to the words, they're not, and this is a family-friendly event, so
good
that's
point.
Our only precaution.
Good point. So, now, what time do they need to register for that again?
They can come to Irons Park any time throughout the day.
Okay.
And it starts at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And that kind of, I would imagine, leads into what is, to me, one of the premier events of Relay for Life. That's the Luminaria ceremony.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is. It's fantastic. This is my 19th year of Relay. So I think for 15 years, I have been doing Relay in Luminaria's, been doing the Luminaria ceremony.
Right.
And this has got to be one of the most beautiful Luminaria ceremonies, being at Irons Park. We line the river, the track is right along the river, and with all those Luminaria reflecting in the river at moonlight is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
So that's at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll have a little ceremony, and of course we always have a lap of silence to remember and in honor of anybody who has had cancer. Anybody, they can purchase Luminarias. They're $10. They're at Relay if they would like.
Okay.
And also, I will be selling them at the Diebold Insurance Agency and any Relay member that they know of is selling them. So
that's right. And if you want, for people who aren't familiar with them, you can decorate them. You can put the names of in memory of or in honor of somebody and make it more personal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed.
That puts the finishing touch on a relay ceremony, the Luminaria ceremony. So It is. It's fantastic being held there at Irons Park.
Indeed. A beautiful setting at Irons Park there in West Branch for this year's Relay for Life of Ogemaw County. And Pam, I think the best way for them to get more information would be to go to the Relay for Life website?
Yes.
Yeah. And learn more about what's going to be happening on Saturday, beginning at noon, and it runs till midnight. And you heard about a few of the big events, Little Miss Relay, Lip Sync Contest, and then, of course, the Luminaria Ceremony. And Pam Hiltz from Relay for Life of Ogemaw County, we appreciate you spending some time with us today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin.